Hi, I'm Burke Holland.
And I'm Amy Knight.
And this is five things that junior developers need to know. Thing number one, what do new developers need to know to embrace success?
Get comfortable being uncomfortable.
I'm kind of uncomfortable right now.
I probably am a little bit, but...
What does that mean?
Everything's changing around you and you're probably never going to feel comfortable, so you just need to like embrace that feeling and go with it.
Absolutely.
Learn to love it.
And I think the rest of us are also very uncomfortable. Nobody knows what they're doing is what we're trying to say.
It's a good thing though, because that's how you grow.
Right.
Like, you always want to be not the smartest person in the room.
That's very good advice. I am definitely not the smartest person in this room. Or maybe Cameron's not the smartest person in the room because he did forget the tripod plates.
True.
Thing number two, what advice would you have for new devs that are actually writing code in their day-to-day job?
Yep. So for me, when I went from boot camp to a real job, I kind of had to shift from like just my code works and does what it needs to do to code that a team can use. So, you know, abstracting things away, making smaller methods. One thing that really helped me was to start learning more like functional concepts and incorporating that into my code.
You know, I read an article recently. We'll have to find it for the show notes, but it said that functional programmers make more than other types of programmers, which I thought was remarkable. Yeah, very interesting. I wonder why that is.
I don't know.
Functional programming is all the rage. What if you can't do functional programming though in your job? What if you're a junior dev and you're writing COBOL?
So I think there are, you know, you can't, obviously, like, you know, depending on the language that you're using, you can't necessarily go, like, purely functional, but there are always, like, functional concepts, though. I mean, like, writing pure functions and stuff like that so that your code is, like, more testable and stuff like that.
And I find functional programming tends to be a little bit easier to wrap my head around than object-oriented programming. Maybe that's just the way my brain works, which is not very well, but I tend to find functional programming just easier to understand.
I like the fact that, you know, as I'm going through it, I don't have to worry about side effects happening.
Right, so if you change something, something else might change too that you're not ready for.
Introducing bugs, stuff like that.
Kind of like forgetting the tripod plates. Thing number three. There's so much to learn. How does someone who's just coming in know what to learn?
So I think the key there is to learn how to learn. And that's, you know, easier said than done, but I think the way that you do that is practice learning a lot of things, like get faster at reading the documentation. Again, going back to like getting comfortable being uncomfortable, like you have to be okay with, you know, not knowing the whole world right off the bat. And just picking like, you know, a small thing. But again, like the best way, just like keep iterating on that process and so that you learn, you know, what your best learning style is.
You had said something about this the other day where optimizing for iteration.
Yes.
And we had talked about this where one of the best things you can really do is just iterate and build things as fast as you can because as you do that, you learn in the process.
Yep.
Because if you wait for it to be perfect, it's never gonna be.
Yes.
Number four, what are some things that teams can do to prep for new devs that are coming in to make it easier for everyone?
Yeah, totally. So it's like super valuable, I think, to bring on junior devs, but you do have to be ready for it. There's like a little pre-planning involved. So you want to make sure, if you can, you know, start writing tests for your code, because I think the tests serve as documentation for the people coming on. And then also, like, you can quickly run that test suite and make sure, like, any PR that gets merged, like, the junior dev themselves can do some due diligence before they put up the PR, like, has... You know, did I not introduce any regressions here by the test coverage? The other thing too, just to, you know, make that PR process go a lot faster, is there's so much that you can do linting-wise. Like depending on how far you want to go, like there's linting for like max parameters and your cyclomatic complexity and stuff like that. Like all things that, you know, if you were to put up a PR with like, you know, this method that has like 10 different if statements in it, all that stuff can be done, you know, through code. You don't have to actually have a person to do that.
Yeah, it's really interesting. And specifically with JavaScript, one of the things that I've found super helpful even now and would have been helpful earlier on is the Prettier tool, because Prettier, right, I used to ask myself really silly questions when I was early on, like does the brace go on the same line or should I put it on a different line? Right, and so Prettier, if you have a Prettier setup in place for people that are coming in, then it will just automatically format and they don't have to worry about that, which would be super helpful.
Yes.
And be nice.
Yes, be nice.
We've all been junior devs, be nice.
Pair programming, when you're pair programming, let the junior drive.
As uncomfortable as
it is for the senior, like let the junior drive.
Just sort of sitting in your hands like,
Yeah, you just got to do it.
Be patient, patience. Yep. Thing number five, We talked a bit about pair programming, but what about mentoring? What would you say effective mentoring entails?
Yeah, so stepping back from that just really quickly, if you are on the fence about it, I did research, and the mentor, if you do decide to do this, you're 5 times more likely to get a raise in your job.
So wow.
It's like super beneficial.
That's a reason to mentor.
But I think effective mentorship entails, like, the junior has to come to the table with, like, questions set out ahead of time, like a set agenda. It's on the mentee to go ahead and get all that stuff knocked out of the way. You need to be, like, super respectful of the other person's
time. So the mentee needs to do some of the work and not just show up and, like, okay, I'm here.
They need to do all of the prep work. They need to get it on the calendar. They need to do it all. Like, you just have to, got to be respectful.
I'm Burke Collins.
And I'm Amy Knight.
And that's 5 things that junior developers need to know.